Who are you calling bums, pal?
You.
Randy.
Listen, we got two more of us in the back seat.
Pity the back seat.
If you're looking for a fight.
I am looking for a fight.
Come on, put
let's go. Come on, right now.
Come
right
on. Now.
And here we are, episode 24. Very strange that it's already episode 24 to me. I don't know why, bro. It's like, yeah. I feel like I just did the first one with Danny. Like, I don't know. Time flies. It's insane.
How long you been doing these for now?
Shit, I don't know.
Like,
see, you just caught me off guard with a question. But I'll tell you. Well, give me one second. I mean, I put one out. I don't know. And of course, my phone is being stupid because this is what happened. Yeah. All right. Well. The first episode with Danny Boy dropped in May. Told you.
Okay.
So it's May of 2022. So like 10 months.
Yeah.
Weird. And well, my guest today on Mission Statements is Jimmy.
Sorry to interrupt you there.
That's fine. Dude, like before I press record, we just go and it doesn't make a difference. No one's trying, because if I try to be formal, people will be like, what is he doing? Because it would be terrible. It would just smell me. Yeah. Like, you know, he was right through that nonsense. So how you been, man? Listen, but before we get it, well, for people that don't know, I mean, the last episode I did was with Danny Johnson and Joe Kelly. And I had met Danny briefly, like, a couple of years back when we all went all city. Well, he was going all city the same day, but solo, when me and Joe Schellinger were doing it. And we met up at Adam Yauch Park. So I met him briefly, but you know, he was on the Brooklyn Blast Furnace, Danny Johnson. He was on me. We go back and forth a lot. We bullshit a lot online. But so I had met him, but he was the only one that I met in person when we all met up in Boston a few weeks back, you know.
Yep.
But it's weird, man. And I don't know, maybe you feel the same way. I almost felt like I knew all of you guys anyway.
Yeah, no, I did. I remember walking up to Ernesto's and being like, I've never met any of these guys in person before, but I feel like I've interacted with them enough.
Yeah.
You know, on Messenger and stuff that, you know, it's not awkward and weird, you know?
Yeah, it definitely wasn't awkward. It was very cool. Everyone was super cool. And
yeah,
I got that feeling anyway, just from going back and forth online and just what we post and just, I guess it's that small niche that we all have. And I say that constantly, like on almost every podcast. It's like we do something, maybe other people do it, but no one does it kind of like how we do it.
Yeah.
And there's never really any bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's one of the best parts about it is like no drama.
Right.
Everyone just kind of does their own thing. Everyone kind of supports everybody and gives everybody props and stuff.
Exactly. And if there is drama, it's nonsensical. It's bullshit and it gets handled with and it just gets buried. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, nonsense. You know, like nonsense. Yeah. Jealousy. This one was done this before. Stop. Just, why don't you just go out and do what the Delta Bravo urban exploration team does, goes out and explores and hits spots. That's it. You know what I mean? Listen, it's great that people are fans of House of Pain. I am too. Mm-hmm. It just so happens that Danny Boy was in House of Pain and I always loved doing this, but I just never had a place to put it or like an idea.
Same.
Right? How did you? Yeah. It's very weird how that worked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's also weird. It's like, for me, it's like, yeah, of course, everybody knows Danny Boy from back in from House of Pain. Yeah. But House of Pain is kind of, I mean, the legacy will always be there. But that's like a side note on the back burner when it comes to the Delta Bravo group. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
It's not the same thing. It's like, all right, so if you don't do this, then go join a House of Pain fan page. If you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
So what got you into this kind of shit, man?
It's funny, like, I mean, growing up, I was always, you know, I've always been into movies and stuff, going to the movies on the weekends and stuff, going to Blockbuster. I was always, you know, that was what I did, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I did a Sopranos filming locations tour once in, like, 2011, I think, 2011, 2012. And I remember doing it. They bring you to, like, the Bada Bing, Satriali's, all that stuff, right? Yeah. But I remember it ended, and they didn't take us to Tony's house. And I was like, what the hell? Like, that was like what I wanted to see the most.
Yeah. How do you go on a Soprano store but not go to the fucking Tony's house?
That's what I said. But they were like, oh, you know, it's private residence. You know, we don't want to be causing a stir or whatever. So I was like, all right. So I remember like that day I went back, I looked up online where the house was, and I went and did it myself.
North Gault.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so I mean, I didn't do it like all the time after that, but like here and there I would, like, you know, if I was in the area, I would go see something, but I didn't, like you said, there was nowhere, like no outlet to, you know, put it, right? Nowhere. Yeah. Like I'd post a picture of it on Facebook or whatever, and my buddies would be like, all right, cool, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like, but with us, it's, you know, people appreciate it, and they, you know, they also do it. So
yeah,
I don't know. It's just, it's different, you know?
It is. And I almost feel like I repeat myself on every episode of this, but it's true. And this is what we talk about. You know what I mean? So, but it's the same thing with me. Like always, I reconnected with an old friend of mine. I recently had a friend for like over 30 years who just recently passed away. And there was like four or five of us. Two of them are gone, two of them are left, and then there's me. But like 30-something years each, we all know each other. And
yeah,
my friend James, who I kind of lost contact with, there was no problems or anything. It was just like life and,
yeah, you know, right,
and family and jobs. You know, you just grow apart. But out of one of my best friends passing away, we have this group chat. We're all like hanging out again and stuff, which is really cool. And he never knew really about it because he's not really – he's on Facebook, but he's not really active or anything. But he was always a huge House of Pain fan and whatever. And he's like, what's all this Delta Bravo stuff, blah, blah, blah. So I told him all about it. He's like, dude, that's fucking really cool. He's like, and he was telling me, he's like, you were always – since like we were little, you always big into movies and music and stuff. I'm like, I met him when I was like 15 or something like that. I was like, always. And even before that, like – I've said it a million times. One of the first things that pops into my head is in like, you know, I'm like 5 or 6 years old and I'm watching the first Friday the 13th movie. And I'm just like, I wonder where they filmed this.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't, you know, a backlot studio. This is a real lake somewhere. I'm sure it's not called Camp Crystal Lake, but this is a lake somewhere. And I would really like to go there one day as this little 6-year-old little horror nerd. Watching movies I probably shouldn't have been watching at that age, but that's what we did. And then, you know, fast forward years and years later, you know, I find out where it is on a really one of the first versions of like MapQuest or something. And I find like the internet was not the internet how it is now. And it's in Blairstown, New Jersey. And at that time, I didn't even have a driver's license yet. I was too young. I was like, wow, that's like 2 hours away from you. All right, that's not bad, blah, blah, blah. And next thing you know, I've been there, I don't know how many times. And then it's just weird that I was doing the Brooklyn Blast Furnace. And around that time is when I stumbled upon the Delta Bravo thing. And I hit a couple spots before I met Danny Boy. How many people are in the group? Over 3,000? How many people have met Danny Boy? Not that many, if you know, overall.
Right.
But so, you know, I hit a few spots and then I you know, hit Danny up to do like a little quick one-on-one thing at a Coca show, you know, and the next thing you know, we didn't even talk about House of Pain or Coconuts or anything. We were talking about The Outsiders and hitting locations and shit.
Yeah.
It was very weird that if you would have told me in 1992 that in 2017 or 16, 17, I'd be backstage in Philly bullshitting with Danny Boy about Pony Boy and Johnny.
Yeah, right.
So you're like, what? Like, that's just a very weird thing in my head. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that he happens to be that person who was also into the pop culture and the movies and created this thing. I was like, this is such a, it's just an awesome place to put it and be, I wouldn't say part of something. I mean, we are like a team, but it's also somewhere where everybody appreciates it. And it's a fucking beautiful thing.
Yeah, definitely.
I love doing it, dude. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I follow in your footsteps too. I almost feel bad sometimes because like even like Danny Johnson, he'll hit a spot that I already hit. And that's another thing that people, you know, some people that I've heard stories about. Oh, someone hit that already. Mm-hmm. So who cares?
Yeah, right.
Who cares?
Everybody's hit it before or something. You know what I mean? Yeah, like,
why are you so concerned about what other people are doing when you're sitting on your couch talking nonsense? Stop the you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how many times have people hit spots from like the Warriors? A million, but who cares?
Right.
Are you enjoying yourself while you're doing it? That's all that matters, you know?
Exactly.
So it's like, on the Boston trip, it's like my head goes right to Mystic River and the town, Goodwill Hunting. And I'm thinking, I'm like, Jimmy Granera just hit like all of this stuff. I feel like I'm just going over his shit. So I tried to get some other ones, but I mean, I love those movies anyway. It's not, I'm not doing it to do it because you did it. That's bullshit. You know, they're great movies and walking around, you know, like Medfield fucking lunatic asylum.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's crazy. And the place is nuts, isn't it?
Bro, the place is out of control.
Yeah. Do you see all like the stuff written on the walls and it was crazy.
All the stuff written on the walls, and then there's the map. Like, you could download, like, the map of, and, like, each building is numbered, and you can go to this map on your phone, and, all right, well, this is building 21. This is where they would do legit, like, experiments. This was the laundry quarters. This one was for, I was bugging out. There was one, it was for the unclean, like, the unkempt men who just like needed to be clean. I was like, this place
it's eerie. It's eerie walking around in there.
And it's huge.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's massive. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, man. Like, and those are the things that I love doing. Like, before this, there was no way I would find myself walking around. I didn't even know what it was until I researched and I asked Joe Kelly. The old bear dens.
Yeah, like, from Mystic River.
Yeah, man. Like, and that place is like preserved.
Yeah.
It's like, did you see those pictures that Joe did of when the zoo was still
with the bears and stuff in the pictures and stuff? Yeah, that was awesome.
Fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
See, now you've done stuff that I have not done yet, and I might not even do those exact things, but I've never been overseas doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, tell me about some of your London things, because some of them, I'm like, that is fucking big. Because me and you like a lot of the same music. So it's like, you're in like an old spot where like Iron Maiden first started and shit. Like, that's the shit that we're like, kills, bro.
Dude, it was nuts. So my cousin was getting married in Italy. In September. So we were like, all right, you know, we might as well hit a couple different locations while we're there, because, you know, you only go over there every so often if you ever do, right? So we figured, you know, we both wanted to do London, so we hit London first. So we did 4 days. And my wife, she likes to sleep, which ended up being pretty good for me, because I would just wake up early and I would just go hit spots. So I would kind of just figure out like what area of the city I wanted to hit that day. And I, you know, Google Maps, I'm sure is your friend too. You know, you drop all the pins.
Yeah. I don't drop labels. Pins though. I'm not even sure if I know how to drop pins. No, I don't even know.
I do the labels. I add a label on like an address or whatever, and I'll put in what it is. So that way when I'm looking at a map or whatever, let's say, all right, I'm going to, you know, Stratford today. And I see I have all these pins, so I'll kind of map out my route that way.
Gotcha.
So that's basically just what I did. So like I said, I'd wake up, I'd take the tube you know, one day I took it over to Canary Station and I did the where they did the Empire Base from Rogue One.
Dude, yeah, pretty, I had that on my little notes awesome. Here.
Yeah, that one was awesome.
The subway. Well, yeah, they call it the tube. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right. The subway station. Yeah. So yeah, they basically just, you know, turned it into a Empire Base. It was awesome. And you can see it too. Like, there's, you know, little elements that are like you think would be part of a set, but it's actually just the architecture of the station. Sick. And it was just good scouting, I guess. Good location scouting, but
yeah.
Yeah, I would like take the train over there, and then I took it to West Ham, and then I just kind of walked up to Stratford, went and saw. I did some Green Street Hooligan spots.
Yes.
Then I walked up to the Cotton Horses, which is like they call the birthplace of Iron Maiden.
Sick.
So that's where they kind of started out, and they did a ton of their early gigs. And then I walked up to Steve Harris's house because he was in that area.
Yeah.
And Alfred Hitchcock was born, like,
dude, that.
Minutes away, like that, so that, much.
The photo of Hitchcock on the stairs of the hotel.
Oh yeah,
that was
in Italy.
Yes, I saw that because you also did. It was also the Hotel Excelsior, right? You hit a Sopranos spot there too.
Same hotel, yeah.
Yes, I saw that Hitchcock. I was like, dude, like that right there.
That was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's just mm-hmm. just the way it was mashed. It's just like, that's like a perfect example of what we do, I think. For me, I don't know.
Yeah. It was funny. I didn't even know that picture was there until I got to the hotel and I went inside and I did the interior stuff with, like, Furio, Paulie, and Tony. Yes. And they just had the picture there. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go do that out front right now.
So I
looked it up on my phone and I found it and I just did it right there.
Isn't that awesome? That happens a lot. Yeah. It's just like these, it's like it sneaks up. It's like surprise bonus hits all the time.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. Yeah. And then like another one we did was like, so my wife, she loves Amy Winehouse. So when we went up to Camden Town.
That's on my notes too. Yeah, talk about it, bro.
Dude, she loves Amy Winehouse. So we went up there and we went to the Holly Arms, which is like her spot. So she was in there all the time. Got some good shots there, had lunch. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. And then we went and did we went and saw like her statue, which is in like the market and stuff. And in that same market is where the Clash album cover.
Yes.
The Clash self-titled album cover was taken. So it's wild there. Like, you go there, like, it's probably like New York, where, like, you can walk two steps and see, you know, a million different things.
Yeah, you don't even realize it. And then once – because, like I'm planning a trip to Cali, and I have a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can I hit all of it? Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I seem to do pretty well when I set my mind to do something, especially this kind of stuff. But I know that, like, I was talking with Rayan and Danny, and they're like, dude, there's going to be stuff that you're not even going to realize until you're there. And you're going to be like, holy shit, think of that. And I'm standing right in front of it and just shit like that. So that happened on my last road trip. Like, so many things. Like, Danny boy, when he was ripping through Tulsa, he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, that's the church where Sam Kinison used to preach. And that's the cemetery. Yeah. Like, those weren't even on my list, but those were like, all right, John Russell's grave and shit like that. Like, I had no, you know, the table, Danny boy took the picture of me signing, at the table where Tom Petty signed his first ever record deal.
It's awesome.
Danny was like, yo, they're cleaning that table. Yo, go sit over there right now. I'll take your picture. He's like, yo, I'm like, what am I doing? He's like, that's where blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh shit. All right. All right. Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. Out of nowhere, like sitting there eating breakfast, like, yo, go sit over there. I'm like, okay. And that was that.
And that's a good thing too. It's not just movies, you know. It's like all kinds of just like historical relevant stuff.
Oh yeah, know? Man. And yeah, and I mean, mm-hmm. you've hit shit in New York too. I mean, you've been to Staten Island. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, I did all five boroughs just doing Godfather spots.
Really?
One day. Yeah. So I was driving down.
You went all city just with Godfather spots.
Yeah. So I was driving down to New York because I was going to the creator show. And I figured, like, you know, I have to go south anyways. So I stopped in the Bronx first, yeah. And I did Louis. Stopped there. I did a couple other spots. I did one of the firehouses from Rescue Me.
Yes.
In Holland. And I was going to do a couple above the rim spots too.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find any parking up there. I was like, I don't have time. I just got to keep it moving, right?
Yeah. It depends on day and time. That's huge when it comes to shit like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I just kept going south. Then I went into Queens and I hit the cemetery.
Yes. Calvary.
Then I kept going. Yeah. Calvary. Yep. Just kept going south. Then I went to the hotel where Luca Brasi meets where he gets killed.
Yeah.
Because the exterior of what is in Manhattan, but yes, the interiors were in Brooklyn. Correct.
Yes. Correct. And then, that's impressive, man. That's impressive that you went all city with one movie.
That was kind of the idea, because I was like, you know, I knew for a fact that if I wanted to go to Staten Island, there was some things that I didn't hit in Staten Island that I wanted to. I wanted to hit the Madhouse video, the Anthrax Madhouse video.
Yeah. That's,
I wanted to hit that.
That's a creepy place too, bro.
It looks very creepy, yeah.
It's very weird.
You can't get inside though, right?
You can't get inside those things. That's another place, like we were just talking about Medfield. It's not as big, nowhere near as big as Medfield, but it was an old tuberculosis hospital.
Very weird. You don't want to go creeping around in there then.
No, but what's very, very odd about it is I was there twice. And in the middle of it, there's a big, it's not functional. Like it's all of those buildings, all the old TB buildings and like the dorms or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
They are all falling in on themselves, but they took the time, instead of destroying them and getting them out of there, they built wrought iron gates around each small, and the buildings are small. They're not big.
Really?
They built giant wrought iron gates around each building. Instead of, like, you would think like, all right, well, these aren't, like, let's just get rid of them. It's a big piece of property.
Yeah.
They just built gates around them. But also, there's no medical facilities there, but there's a giant building. It's like an office building that's fully functional. I don't know what it is, but there's nothing to do with the hospital. And then we were walking around, and next thing you know, we see like a couple of cars and like these young girls with like ballerina outfits on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a ballet school, like in the middle of like this old, dilapidated, insane tuberculosis. The hospital.
That's weird.
Bro, it was so strange. We're walking around like, weird. What's going on here? Like, what?
Yeah.
But no, I wish, listen, if I was able to find out exactly what building the Madhouse video was shot inside of, I would probably attempt to hop the fence and go in. You have to be super careful because you don't know what it's going to be like in there. Some of the bigger buildings, like the roofs are like caved in and shit. And like, and there's like trees growing out of the buildings and shit. It's crazy.
Yeah. But, I mean, it looked rough in the video 40 years ago.
Yeah. So. No shit. And 1985, I think, spreading the disease. Yeah. So, but there's that one right in the beginning. I hit one. I want to do a redo though. So that was MASH. Like me and you have similar MASH styles. It's very, I don't know. That developed over time, I guess. But I wasn't doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I hit that spot because right in the beginning of the video, I'm not sure who's on the gurney, but the gurney like just goes down the hill, and you could see the exterior. You could find exactly what building that is. So I did that one, but I'd like to do a redo. But if I found which building was in, I would try to get in there.
Yeah, I only do that style now, like the blurred border, because when I was going to London, I was like, I'm going to have to do like a billion matches. So I needed to download like a new app on my phone, 'cause I would always do them on my computer and I wasn't bringing my computer. So I was like, I got to download like a new app. In the app that I found, it blurs like the edges. And I was like, oh, it actually looks.
You do that shit on your phone?
It actually looks better this way. Yeah.
What do you have an iPhone or you have a Droid?
iPhone.
Oh, see, I don't know. What app is it?
Let's see.
Because I've looked online for certain shit, like to do something on the fly, but I don't know. Plus, I'm very picky. Like, I have a super, super, super old version of Photoshop that I use. Super old.
It's called Ultimate Photo Mixer.
Oh, heavy. All right.
Yeah, it is, and it's simple, though.
Bro, they look great.
You just put, like, a background photo, which is, like, you know, whatever photo I take, and then I take my screenshot from whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can add it on top, and then you can either just blend like the opacity, so the whole photo opacity changes, or you can do the blurred border. And I think it looks better with the blurred border because it kind of, it just makes it blend better, you know?
Yeah, me too. I find it to be easier to do.
So I wasn't jacking your style, just so you know.
I don't care about any of that shit. Jacked by everyone, Jack.
I'm just kidding.
I know you're kidding, but I don't care about that shit. Yo, man, if it looks good. I mean, certain people, like Danny Johnson, he does very square boxy shit, but the way he does it, his shit's perfect. You know, like, if you do it and it comes out good, listen, it's awesome. Everyone has their own style, and that's another cool thing about it. You know, like Phil the Bad Russian, he does the whole top and bottom thing, but he's on point, exact, perfect. It's well done the way he does it.
So, yeah.
Everyone has their own style, and listen, no, not one is better than the other. I look at my old, like old ones from like 6 years, 7 years ago. And I'm just like, ooh, I'm like, that's bad. Like why did I have the logo?
Go back to the drawing board on that one.
Yeah, like there's a couple I needed to redo, like some like Goodfellas, like, you know, the pistol whipping scene and shit, like. I went back into my archives, and a lot of times I'll get rid of all the extra pictures that I take once I mash it. I'm like, all right, cool, and I get rid of the other ones. But for some weird reason, there was a few left over, and I was like, I got to remash this.
Yeah.
It's just, it was off, and the angle is weird. It's just, I don't know. But that's also, I'm like half OCD a little bit, too. Like, I have to.
Yeah, I think everybody's a little bit.
Yeah.
At least in the group, everyone wants it to look good, you know?
Well, it kind of, I'm not going to say it has to, but it's a bonus if it fucking looks good, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted to look good for me. Like, you know, I just, you know, even like, not so much as like the mission statements flies, because it's very simple and I did that on purpose, but like all the blast furnace ones, some of those flies would take me hours and hours and hours to do, because I needed it to look a certain way. And there's certain.
I remember they looked awesome. I remember they all looked awesome.
You know, I was actually thinking about bringing back that podcast.
Yeah.
But the only way I would legit consider it is, it sounds stupid, but I'm not starting from scratch. My Instagram was hacked a while.
Oh, yeah. Back. Yeah.
And if I'm able to get that Instagram account back, because I'm not going to make another one, because then everyone's going to get confused. There's this one.
Right.
I don't want to have to explain over and over again the same shit. If I'm able to somehow get that Instagram page back, there's a good chance that I'll bring it back.
Nice.
Yeah. Because I was very shocked. I went to the group because I had archived the Blast Furnace podcast group. Because in order to completely delete a group, you have to go through it and delete every single person before you can delete the group.
Oh, really? So it has to be empty before you can delete it?
Yes. A fan page, you can just delete. But if it's a group, like there was like almost 5,000 people. I'm not sitting there clicking 5,000 things. Are you sure?
Yeah, right.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So I archived it and I removed myself and the admin. Mm-hmm. It was very weird. Yep. The other day, like 2 weeks ago, I go on and I don't know why. I went on to the Blast Furnace one and I was able to join it. I'm like... Hmm. The fuck is this?
Yeah.
I go into the settings and I saw Mike Valenti, the guitar player from Brick by Brick. I don't know if you know that band. From
Yeah.
I look, it said Mike Valenti unarchived the group and made himself an admin. I'm like, How did that even happen?
Anybody can just be an admin.
I guess. I don't know. So I messaged him. I'm like, dude. He's like, did I really? He's like, maybe I was hammered. I don't even remember. I was like, no, it's all good. I don't care because he's like my boy. I'm friends with him. I was like, can you make me an admin? He's like, yeah, sure. I'm like, sorry to bother you with this. He's like, yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm. So I have control over that again. So if I get the Instagram back, I more than likely will bring it back.
Yeah.
Just to
do you miss doing that stuff?
In a way, yeah. You know why? Because I killed it I went on a break at one point for like 2 months because I almost felt like I was having the same exact conversation with everybody. So I kind of started going. It wasn't just music. Then I would have actors and this and that. So it was kind of just its own thing. It wasn't just music based anymore, which kind of kept it fresh. You know what I mean? And then. Yeah. And then, I don't know, I just felt like, I was like, you know what? And then the podcast, you know, this was, you know, behind the scenes getting spoken about. And I was like, you know, am I going to really tackle that? Am I going to tackle both of them? Am I going to do all this? And I don't want to be on my phone as much as I even am now. So I'm like, you know what? Let me just kill the blast furnace one and focus on this. And plus give myself a break with the phone and the Photoshop and all that stuff, because between masking and the blast furnace flies, I'm on this computer all day every day. So I wanted to give myself a break. I'm like, you know what? I'll kill it. But if I brought it back, it wouldn't be weekly like it was, and it would be once in a while, and just, you know, somebody like worthwhile to not just to grab somebody just to do an episode. It would be something,
right?
You know, whatever. But I don't know. Who the hell knows?
Who knows what happens?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. If I get that Instagram page back, then fine. Because it was hacked, and then I got the email back for it. But whoever hacked it turned on the two-factor authentication. So if I go to log and ask me for the numbers, and I don't have that. And then it's like you get the video, and you know it scans your face. But that does nothing because there's no pictures of me on it. There's only flies.
Everybody else.
It's everyone else. Yeah. It's not me.
Yeah.
So I can't really prove it. And it's Instagram. Yeah. So you're not going to be able to call Instagram. So, so if I get it back, I'll get it back. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, man, I want to come back to Boston. That's for sure.
Yeah. What else you want to hit?
I want to hit, I know I was perusing your stuff and it's funny. I'm like, oh, just Jesus Christ, another fucking one that Jimmy already hit that I want to hit. But I'm into true crime and serial killer stuff, and everybody knows that. But I want to hit Boston spots.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, Albert DeSalvo. You know, I want to hit that. There's a few. I have my phone right here. I have a little folder. I'm already prepared. I did not. Mm-hmm. I only hit one spot, and it was on a whim because we happened to. First of all, I need to give props to Joseph Kelly because let me tell you something. I couldn't have paid for a better tour or tour guide of Boston.
Yep.
By a long shot.
Yeah.
That dude, it's like there was like no GPS. He's like, oh, the nun spot from the town? Right here. He had to do a little tiny bit of searching, but he found it like super fast. Was the cover for Serenity, the Blood for Blood record?
Yep.
He's like, because all those houses look the same. But he found exactly the one. I'm like, yo, that was a bucket list for me, you know. Yeah. So I want to hit a bunch of Goodwill Hunting spots. I want to go to the original Triple O's Lounge, the Whitey Bulger spot.
You probably drove by it.
I think we probably did. We did. Yeah. You know, it sounds really fucked up, but, and I think that at this point that people who know me and who the stuff that I post, I don't glorify like the horrible shit. You know what I'm saying?
I've
hit spots from, like the Central Park Jogger, which is horrible. And I visited the grave of terrible stuff, but it's history, and I've just always been into true crime. But I know it's a soft spot for Boston, but I do want to hit a specific spot. I can't even believe I'm going to say it, from the Boston Marathon bombing.
Yeah.
There's one, only one. I'm not going to go crazy, but there's one shot, and it's not graphic or anything like that. I mean, I'm sure what's happening in this plume of smoke is horrific, but just document, just be like, wow, man. Because there's been places like, bro, like I've been to Waco, and like, I'm not there all excited about it. I'm more like, holy shit, how am I here? And then I'm standing there, I'm like, some really fucked up shit happened here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like the same thing. I'm not going to be like, oh, this is awesome. Like, no, I'll save that for like, you know, fucking the Boston Strangler.
Right.
You know? So there's this one shot from there. But I need to dig a little bit. There's a lot of older shots of Boston Strangler scenes, I guess you could say, or like crime scene
photos.
But
yeah,
I'm ignorant when it comes to Boston. You know what I mean? Like, what are the chances? Like, there's a certain one. It's a woman who is boarding up a window. It was during that whole scare.
Yeah.
Of that whole thing. And it's a super cool shot. It's black and white. It's super gritty. And it's a woman in this fucked up alleyway. I guess where her window is down like this alley. And she's just boarding it up. And it's because Son of Sam. Because Strangler. Yeah, like he hit like two blocks away or something like that, like recently before that. So it was just like, wow, like that's like a kind of a powerful picture. Like I would like, where is that? I don't know. I'll send it over to Joe. Maybe he knows, but that might be like, there's nothing to go by. It's like two walls in a window and a dirty alleyway.
Yeah.
And it's not even like a crime scene. It's a woman just boarding up her window.
Right.
So that's
That's tough.
That's tough, you know.
Yeah. The Boston Strangler movie comes out this week too.
And you're an extra. Look at you, like Jimmy the movie star.
That's right.
How'd you pull that off?
Dude, it's funny. So I saw an ad on like Facebook looking for extras for Dexter. And I loved Dexter when it was out. So I was like, if I can be in like the new one, I don't care if it's shitty. I'll do it, you know? And I never heard anything. I filled out the form, never heard anything. And then like 9 months later, I got a call from a guy being like, hey, we're looking for extras for the Boston Strangler movie. Like, are you interested? I was like, sure. Like, what's, you know, where is it? What are you guys doing? He was like, oh, it's just a bar scene. So it'd be easy. Right. Just kind of in the crowd. I was like, it's made for that role. Being I'm good, you know?
Fuck yeah.
So I showed up, you know, well, they had me do like a costume fitting because it's obviously like a timepiece, you know, back in the 60s. So I did that. And then I showed up the day of the shoot and they ended up in two scenes. So they did like a diner scene at Doyle's, which is like an old, you know, box. It's closed now, but it's been in a bunch of movies like Mystic River and 21, ton of movies. And so their back room, they turned it into like a diner. And I'm just like sitting at a table reading a newspaper, see if I get cut or not, but did that. And then, the other one was just like they said at the bar, you know, you're just kind of standing there drinking.
Yeah.
This is a funny story, actually. So I don't know if they like put me like in because I wasn't a pain in the ass, but like a lot of the other extras that were there were like very, very like aggressive, like, you know, trying to like get up in there and stuff. And I was like, whatever, dude. I was like, I'm just sitting here. I'm like, I'm just, you know, having a good time. Never done this before. Just want to.
Yeah, it's just a cool thing. Like, you're not going to become a movie star off of it. Like, stop trying to get the camera.
Yeah, I'm not trying to, like, join the SAG union, you know? And, like, everyone's, like, kind of, like, getting all in, like, the PA's faces and stuff, and I'm just, like, sitting back. So they put me in, like, pretty good spots. And then in the bar scene, they put me, like, kind of, like, right in line with the camera. And so they have me talking to this other kid. And, like, they're like, oh, just, you know, your buddies, you're having a conversation, right? I'm like, all right. So like, I'm talking to the kid before, cause they're still getting ready. I'm like, so what should we talk about? Like kind of as like a joke. And he goes, I don't know. You're the one facing the camera. And then he like turns away. Like he's all mad at me. And I'm like, all right, buddy. Like,
well, yeah, get him, you dude.
Like, are you for real? I was like, are you for real right now? Like whatever, dude. And so like, they have you like, they call it like pantomiming. Like you're not talking like during the scene, you're like miming like words and stuff, and I was just like calling him all kinds of names under my breath.
Of course like, you are. I'd be like, dude, are you serious right now?
That's what I gave him. I was like,
you jealous? Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like,
I was like, do you want to switch? Like, really? Like,
yeah, I'll switch with you if it makes you feel better.
Is this going to be your big break? Like, come on, dude.
Right.
Like, whatever.
People were crazy.
But no, overall, it was a cool experience, though. You know,
and it comes out on Netflix?
Hulu.
Hulu. All right.
Yeah. Cool.
Hulu. This week?
Friday, yeah. The guy actually, it was funny that, like, so the shoot ended, and then the guy, he asked me again. He was like, we're filming another scene tomorrow if you want to come back. And I was like, oh, like, you know, what's the deal? Like, what are you guys filming tomorrow? And he was like, oh, it's like a dance scene. And I was just like,
I'm good.
I also didn't know if it was going to be like in a movie theater or not. And I was like, I'm not going to be on like a 30-foot screen dancing disco. I'd never live it down. Yeah, not happening. Not happening, buddy.
I'll pass on that shit too. I can't fucking dance. We'll be in a fucking pit somewhere with, like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in front on the stage, and I'll be, you know, at home. That would be fine. But to, like, bust out moves and shit ain't happening.
Nope, all set.
Nah, I'm good.
Nope.
Oh, that's fucking funny. Yeah, man, I've been digging around, and I have to do some more digging in order to, you know, for some more Boston spots. You know, I think maybe like the next time, because obviously the time has changed. So, you know, it's lighter. It gets darker out later now, which is good. Yeah. And plus it was fun. And I'm not really that bad with the cold, but it's just better and more comfortable when it's just not as freezing out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I mean, my hands were killing me after a while. Like, I was doing like the shot of Matt Damon going up the police headquarters, you know, stairs from The Departed.
Yep.
That point, that sticks out in my head because I had my phone and I'm just like, my fucking hands are burning. That's how
cold it
was. I was like, this is bad. The nun spot, when I hit the nun spot, that was bad. It was like, I'm in the car, like, Jesus Christ. So, but whatever, you know, you do it. And I knew that it was, it's winter time and it's Boston. I'm not expecting it to be fucking 80 degrees.
Right. So, yeah, exactly.
So, but when
it's like you said, like when it's nice out, you can kind of enjoy it a little more. You can hang out a little bit. And, but when it's cold, you kind of go out, you do your thing, and then you go back in the car.
Right. Yeah. You just enjoy the moment a little bit better if it's like 70 degrees out. So maybe, so I'm thinking probably like maybe May, June, maybe May. It's usually be like nice out. You know, it's not sweltering hot. It's nice. It stays out. You know, it gets dark like 8 o'clock. You know what I mean? So something like that. And then I think I want to go up to, because obviously everyone knows that I hit a lot of cemeteries. I just go pay my respects to a lot of people. And it's probably about an hour north, but in Concord, New Hampshire, I want to go and I want to go pay my respects to Krista McAuliffe. The school, you know who that is?
No, I don't.
How old are you, Jimbo?
35.
All right. Well, all right, I'm 11 years older. All right, all right. What year were you born?
88.
Oh, so you weren't even born yet. I was in the fourth grade when the space shuttle, the Challenger, blew up.
Oh, okay,
That was Krista McAuliffe was the school teacher.
Mm.
She has a giant, giant memorial at the cemetery, and that's where she's buried.
Shit. Yeah.
I mean, I'll go there because I remember that happening vividly in my classroom.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, the teacher would bring in the big giant cart with the giant TV on it and wheel it into the classroom.
Excited.
And I was always the class clown, go figure. So I'm sitting in the back of the class. That's where she puts the TV. And she says, everybody just turn around in your seats. So I'm literally like right here with the TV. And I watched it blow up right in front of my face. And so it's just a moment from when I was little that it was will always be burned into my brain. So I found she was. So just to go there and just pay my respects, like, wow. Another thing, like, I never thought I would be ever paying my respects to Krista McAuliffe, who was huge in the news. And, I mean, that's all there was at that time was this first school teacher, astronaut, and all this stuff. So
yeah,
hit that. And this, I mean, there's so many spots. Like once you know this, man, like I go down this rabbit, I go down a rabbit hole, and it's like it's never ending, you know?
Yep.
So it's all about the trip, bro, and the excursion and the fucking road trip. And I say it all the time. It's not even just the mash at the end. That's just the end result of planning and gas and arguing with your girl or arguing with your boys, going there, who has to take a piss, who needs a cup of coffee, you know, all the bullshit that goes into it, and the maps and all the hotel rooms and the pizza and all that. You know, so, but it's just a fucking a fun thing that I don't see myself stopping, because my list just grows and grows and grows and grows.
Well, yeah, I mean, stuff happens everywhere, you know, you can always find something, you know, I plan trips now, like just to go hit spots too, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to Chicago in a couple of weeks. So I got a bunch of stuff that I'm going to go hit.
Bucket list. And I know people have done it before, but I want to go and I want to fucking hit like the Shameless house.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, people have done it before, but I want to go there physically and be like,
yeah, exactly. It's different when you go there yourself, you know?
Yeah. It's the fucking Gallagher house. Like the show is batshit crazy. And I would love to do that. Like there's a lot in Chicago, dude. A lot. Yeah.
And it's funny too, because like until I was like, all right, I'm gonna go, and then you start really thinking about it, you realize how much more is there than what you originally thought. You know what I mean?
Oh hell yeah. Dude, good.
Well, I was just gonna say, like, one thing I saw, I think it was Danny Johnson, he posted, it was Walt Disney's like birth house. Oh, yeah. Not his birth house, like his birthplace, like where he lived when he was born.
Yeah.
Is that, and then like I want to go hit Blue Chips. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I have.
I love that movie. I'm going to go hit a bunch of Blue Chip spots. I'm going to hit some Backdraft spots.
Yeah. That's right. You're a fireman, no? You're a firefighter?
Yeah.
Backdraft. I haven't seen Backdraft in a long time. I need to revisit.
Good movie.
No, it is. I remember it was a good movie, but it's been a long time. I got to revisit that.
What else? Oh, Child's Play.
Gotta hit the house.
Yep. The apartment. The apartment. The toy store and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, man. Like I said, like the list just goes on. Like I could.
Yeah.
Do four more trips and still not hit everything, you know?
Cool. Oh, yeah, big time. Like, Chicago, like, I think Al Capone. I would be fucking going
exactly, nuts. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be going nuts with Al Capone spots.
Yep. I have a bunch in my phone, but I probably won't be able to hit all of them or any of them because I just have, like, a list and, you know?
Yeah. Well, wouldn't you – I mean, that's how I am. Like, I have so much, but – I don't want to go there and be like, oh, shit, and then have to – because I try to get – like, actually, Danny Boy told me about it when we were in Tulsa. But it's not even, like, a secret. It's, like, moviescreencaps.com. And every movie is there, but, like, The Outsiders is there. But, like, there's certain movies, and they're big and they're high res, and it goes frame by frame the entire movie.
Really?
Yeah, and they're, like, high res. Nice. Yeah, so it's not like, oh, if you Google, you know, The Godfather, you're going to get a certain amount of pictures. But if you go to Movie Screen Caps, you'll get shit that you're not going to be able to Google, you know. Or if it's not on that.
You try to get it yourself, it'll be all blurry.
Exactly. Or, like, what I do is sometimes, I think Mystic River, I did it, because Mystic River wasn't on that website. I was on this computer. I don't know, like Amazon Prime or whatever it was, and I bought it, and I'm watching it. I'm just pausing it and wait for like the pause button to go away, and I screenshot the entire screen. So it's like 28 inches by like 17, 18. You know what I mean? So it's a big high res, you know, thing. So yeah, as a matter of fact, I was in work today, and there was really not much going on, and I'm planning my whole California thing, and I was on that. I saved like, I don't know, it's like 35 screenshots from the original Psycho movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that tour. The like the backlot tour at Universal. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, but you see, I'm not gonna mention his name, but he's been on this podcast, and there's a certain somebody in the group that was like, let me know when you're out here and we'll go.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice. Like the personal tour. It won't be like group tour. So it's like, I want to run around there like it's my house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And I will, I can't even believe I'm going to say this, but I will have to, for the first time in my life, because it's one of two options, either walk around with a ladder, which that's not happening, or I might have to get, and say it, a fucking selfie stick, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, I know it's big, but not to take a selfie. I just need the height. I need height. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I want to get that shot of towards the end of Psycho where Norman is holding his mother, that overhead shot where he's walking out of the bedroom then down the stairs. Like and I can't fly a drone in the house. So So I got to get that stick thing and do it.
As long as you don't do it for a selfie, you'll be
fine. No. I just need the height. I just need height.
Yeah.
I need to get the shot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. And he told me, speaking of Shameless, he also told me that the Alibi is on that lot too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. The exterior of the Alibi is back there too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And my daughter should not be watching Shameless. She was like 11 and she's watching Shameless, but she wasn't with me. She was with her mother. I'm like, really? You're watching?
Yeah.
So now it's like, now you can watch anything. It's like, all bets are off.
Yeah.
So, but she's like, Dad, I want to see the Alibi. So she wants to see the Alibi, which is cool. I'll drag her along to Cali. She wants to hit like Lana Del Rey spots. I'm not familiar with her, but she's a kid and she loves
it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it'd be cool, man. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to coming to Boston. And you know what? I just glanced down. You took – I never seen it until just now. Maybe I seen it, but I just don't remember it. But you took a shot, you and your wife, at – and you even wrote, like, it's a Delta Bravo hit, but it's not at the right angle, but it's good enough, where De Niro and Sharon Stone are sitting in a casino.
Oh, yeah. That was – we literally just got married, like, an hour before.
No shit.
Yeah, so we went out and we got married at the Neon Boneyard out in Vegas. It's where they take all the old like neon signs from the old casinos, and they made like this big like museum out of it. And they have And so I actually did another mash that's in there somewhere. It's from Vegas Vacation. Remember where she's dancing on the Lady Luck sign?
Yes.
We got married right in front of it, right in front of the Lady Luck sign.
No shit.
By Elvis, yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, it was great.
By Elvis.
And, have you ever been to Graceland? By Elvis. Dude, that's another spot that my wife loves Elvis. Yeah. So that's like one of her bucket list spots. I like Elvis too, don't get me wrong, but she's like dying to go.
Dude,
she really wants to go.
I like Elvis. Never had anything against Elvis whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We went to Graceland. I walked out of Graceland a much bigger Elvis fan.
Really?
Bro. Dude. And you hear it all the time. Oh, Graceland. No one really talks about it. Graceland, whatever. The house itself isn't anything crazy. It's cool.
Yeah.
Super dated. Yellow kitchen. Mm-hmm. Super old school, which that's what it is. But the museums on the property are fucking mind-blowing, dude.
Really?
I knew he was like the man.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that he was like the man like that. Like,
Yeah.
Bro, fucking sick. You would love it. We stayed at the Graceland guest house at Graceland.
And
we felt like bums, bro. I was in like pajamas. We drove like 13 hours to get there.
Yeah.
Doing the road trip. She's in pajamas. She has a hair in a ponytail. I'm wearing like shorts. I'm all beat up. We walk into this beautiful place where like we stand out. Man. Like, oh, so they look super, super formal in there. We just like bums.
Yeah.
But what was cool, it's like every night at like 9 o'clock or something like that, they put out like peanut butter and banana sandwiches for everybody to eat.
Yeah.
Yep. And you walk in the room and Elvis is playing. It's really cool, dude. It's really cool. So
yeah, I've heard it's supposed to be really nice around Christmas, and I think that's when we wanted to go check it out. I guess they do it up really nice over there. So
I'm sure they do. Yeah, Tennessee was awesome, man. Tennessee was cool. I want to go back to Memphis. That was another spot. We just stopped by. I did like an old shot of like the Ryman, and we went to the Grand Ole. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning, dude. And it's scene, and it's like it was like no worries or anything, but like we were driving. I'm not sure where we were coming from, like Arkansas. I don't know where we were coming from. Oklahoma, like the ass end of Oklahoma, but we're just driving and it's like darkness and nothing for like 3 hours. Next thing you know, it's like at the end of the road and it's just, you just see lights, almost like if you were to see like Vegas in the desert at night from like, you know, like
a
plane. It's just like all this darkness, this light everywhere. And we're going, and next thing you know, it was like fucking Times Square on a Thursday night. And we're in like the middle of Memphis, and it was people in the streets, and it was just like,
yeah,
oh, this place is fucking awesome. But it wasn't really on like the list. So
yeah,
we're going to have to revisit that. I'm going to have to eventually. Yeah, there's so much, bro. I want to fucking, like every year I want to go.
Never ended.
Yeah. Good shit, man.
Like next, I gotta tell you too, though. So I really enjoyed the episode that you did recently with John Caglione.
Ah, that's my boy.
Dude, that, so like you, I'm also like a huge 80s horror guy.
Yeah, man.
So that was awesome. I love like all the old like makeup special effects stuff from like that time.
Bro, me too. Me too. I probably said it on the podcast because like I rebought it on eBay. It was the Fangoria magazine when Friday 13th Final Chapter came out. I had it when I was a kid, and I rebought it. And that was the book I'm looking through. And it was a whole big layout about Tom Savini.
Yeah.
Because he did the original, and then he didn't come back to Friday 13th until the final chapter. So it's like, Tom Savini is back. And that's when I was looking to, I was like, that's like, I want to be like this, dude. Like, I want to do this kind of shit. Like, Tom Savini at that time was like fucking God to me. Like, this motherfucker is crazy. And yeah, and just meeting John Caglione was just, as a matter of fact, it goes back to horror movies because I was doing this whole thing on the Brooklyn Blast Furnace, and I had a whole bunch of people from Friday the 13th and some of the Final Girls. And it's like some really cool shit for me personally. At that point, I was like, I don't care if five people listen. Like, I want to talk to Melanie Kidman, the girl from Part 5. Like, I want to bullshit with her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she wants to. So I was looking, because there were certain people I couldn't get a hold of who's dead, who's not, whatever, who's not on social media. And then I was looking up, I was on IMDb, and it was Friday 13th Part 2. And I'm looking, looking, and it said special makeup effects. It was somebody and John Caglione. So I went, let me look up John Caglione. And I was like, oh shit, he's on Instagram. So I messaged him, and I messaged him the same message I messaged everybody doing that podcast. He was like, he's like, I'm wrapping up something. I'm doing something right now, but maybe in about 2 weeks. He gave me his phone number. I'm like, yeah, cool, man. So, and then we did it. We kind of hit it off. I designed a shirt for him. He, you know, we bullshit on the phone. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I'm out in Long Island. He's like, yeah, we should go eat pizza one day. I'm like, all right, let's go. And we met up at L&B. It's Pomona Gardens. And like the nicest fucking dude ever. You would never think he's an Academy Award-winning makeup effects artist who's Al Pacino's guy. Like, you would never
think.
He's wearing like sweatpants and a T-shirt and a pair of fucking Nikes. Hair's messed up, pair of glasses on. Like a regular fucking guy in a pizzeria. Big dude. 6'4" or something like that. Big guy. Super fucking humble, super nice guy. And we met out. I went out to Long Island. We ate at a restaurant with him and his wife. And just a sweetheart of a guy, man. And as a matter of fact, I was talking to him a couple of days ago, but we have to meet up and do it again. And he even said, he's like, I really don't do too many podcasts. He's like, anything for you, Jimmy. Anything for you. I'm like, all right, you know. I mean, there's a pop culture connection there. So I figured, why not come on here?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know,
have you ever seen
I've hit spots in movies that he's done. I mean, The Departed. Yeah. So much shit, man.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Have you ever seen In Search of Darkness?
In Search of Darkness.
So it's a documentary that came out, I think, 3-4 years ago.
No,
it's like 4, almost 5 hours long. And it's just on, it's all 80s horror. They go year by year, they go 1980, and then they just, every, you know, 5 minutes on this movie, and then this movie, and this movie, and this movie. 1981. They just go through the gamut. It's really unreal. I always loved 80s horror,
yeah,
but like I found a lot of really interesting ones from that movie that I never would have seen.
Really?
From that. And then they did a sequel. They did a part two and a part three. The part two is kind of like they expand a little bit more on part one. And then part three is all like video on demand movies.
Nice.
1980s like horror on demand movies. Yeah. Or not on demand. Straight to video.
Straight to video. But, yeah.
Dude, it's good.
I will nerd out with that shit like crazy, man.
Yeah. The first one, they got like a lot of, you know, people from the movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second and third one, they just kept getting more and more people. So it's awesome.
That's great, man. Yeah. So it's like, I was going to talk to him. I wanted to talk to him on the Blast Furnace thing because I was doing this whole Friday the 13th series or whatever. But then I go to his IMDb and I'm like, Heat, The Departed, Donnie Brasco, Academy Award for Dick Tracy. He did Heath Ledger's Joker makeup in The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
He did that. Like, that's his creation, you know?
Yeah.
Like all of these things from everything, even like Basket Case and Chud and like all
Basket Case is one of the most disturbing movies,
dude,
I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
Insane. I hit a couple of spots from Basket Case.
Because that's all in Times Square, right?
There's the Times Square one, but that's another one I need to redo because it's very boxy and I'm a little bit off. But
yeah.
What was his real name? Kevin. He has a crazy long last name. Kevin. Oh, shit. The guy who plays Dwayne Bradley, the main guy in the movie.
I'm not sure.
Kevin. Whatever. That's going to bother me. Kevin Van something, 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 something. It's super long.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it'll come to me. Anyway, but the ending of that movie where they're hanging from the Hotel Broslin sign and Belial is like indirectly choking his brother. Belial. So bad.
Yeah.
It's so nuts. Bro, if you really look close, you could see the seam on Belial's mold. So bad, but I love it. But that was Dwayne's loft at the time. Like they filmed it.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, but if you look on the Delta Bro, I'll send it to you. I got to go back there because the sign isn't there, obviously, but the railing and the building facade is basically the same.
Really?
It's the same.
So it's easy to find.
It's easy to find. It's like off of a corner in Chelsea in Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
But you know what was hard to find?
Yeah.
Was entranceway to the Hotel Broslin because they used a freight elevator. It wasn't even a real hotel.
Yeah.
Like the front desk where the crazy fucking the fat guy, the hotel guy who runs the place.
Yeah.
That's a freight elevator. They just made they opened up a freight elevator and they made it look like a fucking motel front desk.
Oh, I thought you meant like they filmed it somewhere else. They just built an office, right? In a freight elevator?
In a freight elevator. Amazing.
Movie magic.
Movie magic. Amazing. And another fun fact about it, if you look at the credits, like 80% of the credits of, you know, the key grip, the sound guy, they're all fake names because basically the same like 12 people did everything for that movie.
Well, yeah, I think I saw the budget for that was like 30 grand or something like that.
Yeah. It was all friends. They all just pitched in and they all just did everything to make that movie happen. So the cast of characters, a majority of them are just fake names.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that documentary I was telling you about, that's where I found that movie.
Really?
They talk about Basket Case. They talk about the most obscure, random things. Like I used to
rent Basket Case from the video store when I was a kid constantly. My father would get pissed off. This movie again? This one again? Like, yeah. Love this movie. I need to go to the Statue of Liberty yep. because there's scenes filmed at the Statue of Liberty from Basket Case that I need to hit.
Oh, where they're on the date?
Yeah, I got it.
Like, yeah. yep.
And Belial gets pissed off and then telepathically.
telepathically, yeah.
pissed off. He starts, ah, oh, because Belial is nuts.
It is such an insane movie.
It's so good. It's so bananas. But yeah, John Caglione was the guy who created Baby Belial, the one who was still attached to his side. John Caglione is responsible for Baby Belial, bro. That's fucking Baby heavy. Belial.
That's
it's very strange.
I haven't seen.
I'm friends with the guy that created Baby Belial. It's fucking weird, dude. weird. Yeah.
Oh,
some people that are watching this or listening to this are like, what the fuck are these guys talking about right now?
Well, then they see it and they're like, all right, yep.
Yeah. If I recommend anything in this episode, I'm recommending if you haven't seen it, watch Basket Case from 1982. It'll change you.
Basket Case and Reanimator.
Reanimator is fucking bananas too, man. Nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all man. Those movies are all wild.
Yeah, I was
actually watching. I was watching Fright Night a couple weeks ago. Have you ever seen that one?
Of course, I used to rent that all the time.
Yeah, Chris Sarandon. Yeah.
Yeah, man, Chris Sarandon.
Pre-Child's Play.
Yeah, all of that shit. Rawhead, Rex, fucking all these ridiculous. Because during that time, from the early to the late 80s. There was tens of thousands of movies that were put out because they were all just slasher. They were all the same formula. But, I mean, yep. Sleepaway Camp, come on, man.
Oh, like, yeah. Yep. You
know, Sleepaway Camp is insane.
What's her name?
Melissa Rose.
That, like, look that she gives at the end. It just Melissa freaks Rose. Me out every time.
Melissa Rose. Yeah. 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 We've actually hung out with her several times at horror conventions. She's actually super cool. She's nuts.
Yeah.
Super friendly and super cool, Felissa Rose. And she always makes it. If you take a picture with her, she automatically goes into the face.
Into the face.
Automatically. Yeah.
Creeps me out every time. Yeah. One of the weirdest twists, I think.
Oh, yeah.
One of the weirdest twists ever.
Yeah. That shit, that's from 1983, I think. For that time frame, that ending, it's like mind blowing.
What? yeah.
Yeah. Fucking nuts.
Scanners is another one.
Scanners has one of, if not the best head explosions ever. You know? Maniac has a great one. Maniac when Tom Savini gets his head blown off with the shotgun. That's a crazy fucking head explosion. That's Tom Savini makeup too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hit that spot. I actually hit that spot. That's on the side of the Belt Parkway.
Really?
2 miles from where I'm sitting right now.
And
there's two phone booths and they're still there. They're not operating, but they're still there. That's in that shot. Cause I was standing on the roof of my truck cause I didn't even have a selfie stick. So on the roof of my truck, because there's a shot in the movie Maniac where they pull in and there's the Verrazano Bridge, and you see, I'm like, I know exactly where that is. So I was sitting on the roof of my truck with my hands in my air taking pictures, and I got that shot. Mm-hmm. I left the I left the top of the phone booths there just to show exactly where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Still there.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So many. Good. I think a lot of it too is like no CGI. It's just all practical effects.
All practical effects. Yeah.
And that just goes to show how like talented those guys are to be able to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Even like, I know that there's a mixture of it, but even like The Walking Dead, like Greg Nicotero and those dudes, like all that makeup that they do, like I have an appreciation for that shit because that's time consuming and tedious and a lot of work. And that shit is fucking awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing I want to hit. Like, I want to go through Georgia and I want to hit Walking Dead spots. I hit a bunch of Fear the Walking Dead when I was in Texas, which was fucking cool. You know, that show obviously isn't as popular as The Walking Dead, but towards like they're on like season 7 or something like that. At this point, I think it's better than The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I've never seen Fear the Walking Dead. I kind of stopped watching Walking Dead after I think like season 4.
Yeah.
It was just kind of getting like, you know.
It gets crazy, but then I was so in for such a long time where I'm like,
yeah,
I have to finish. And honestly, the last like 3 seasons were like work to watch. It was like kind of like those, but it ended, whatever. But then Fear the Walking Dead, I'm like, all right, the first season or two, I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready. But this was also during COVID. So I'm like, what else is there to do? You know, so the first 2 seasons, like, and then next thing you know, it's like a familiar face from The Walking Dead is in there. Like, okay. And the way they fill in blanks when somebody is away from the group in The Walking Dead, they're over here. So it's well done the way they timed everything and put everything together. And then it gets super, super, super fucking dark, man. Like, really, gets really, really dark. Like, season 5 and 6, Fear the Walking Dead is way darker and fucked up than The Walking Dead. And I'm like, yo, really? It's crazy. So I found there was a couple of spots in Texas where they filmed it. I'm like, all right, we got to go. So,
yeah.
It was fun shit, man. Nice. I'm looking forward to the next Boston trip. I want to go to Ohio because only because I'll find other spots, but I want to go to the Ohio – was it the former Ohio Boys Reformatory or something? It's where Shawshank.
Is that Shawshank? Shawshank, yeah.
I got to go. I got to do up Shawshank. Cause some of it's changed because I've actually messaged the official page on Facebook with screenshots. And I'm like, I want to come all the way from New York. So am I able to – I didn't explain. I was like, can I, quote, unquote, recreate these photos there?
Yeah.
This one you can't, this no. And all of these you can't. So probably half of the ones that I want to do, you'll be able to hit.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's what I want to hit too.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Shawshank is like a bucket list thing. You know, so there's another Boston trip. There's Ohio. I'm going to be back up in Boston in June again because Bane is playing again. So, so I'm going to be back. I'm going to be at their first show back, which I can't wait. And then, that's after the next Boston trip to go, you know, mash and, you know, hit shit. And then there's Cali, and Cali is going to be mixed in with Cali, Arizona, New Mexico, shoot up to Tulsa. Depending on timing, I'll either drive my ass back home and hit spots on the way, or maybe we'll fly out of Tulsa. It's more depending on my daughter because –
yeah,
road dog like me, I'll drive fucking 17 hours straight, no problem. Yeah. You know, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, that'll wear you out.
Yeah, especially her. Yeah,
I've done the drive from Boston to Colorado, and it's a drive.
Oh, yeah, see, I don't mind once I'm on open highway. That's why driving around Texas was amazing. 85, there's people still flying past you. There's no traffic. It was fucking lovely. So that whole road trip was beautiful. We hit no traffic until all the way coming back. We started to hit Baltimore, and I'm like, here's the shit show now. Now we're back in the shitty fucking Jersey and fuck. I wanted to turn right back around. I wanted to turn right back around and go right back to Oklahoma, bro.
Yep.
I did. I really did.
I actually was – I was planning on doing – I was supposed to – one of my buddies lives out in Colorado. We were going to meet up, and we were going to stay at the Stanley Hotel up in Estes Park.
Dude.
I actually had the Stephen King room reserved, but I had to cancel because stuff came up. But that's something I'm going to do.
Yeah. The Shining, bro, that's huge.
Yeah. Even though it wasn't filmed there, I still want to go.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You got to go there. There's a whole bunch of shit, man. Like there's a girl. There's the girl, Mary, who posts every once in a while.
Yeah.
Mary Arnold, I think her name is. And, like, she hit some dope spots. Like, she hit a whole bunch of, like, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Like, as a kid, I used to watch that movie, too. I don't know why, but Jack Nicholson's one of my favorite actors. So I'd watch that movie, and like I would love to go up to Oregon just to hit One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest spots.
Yeah,
I would need to incorporate that. Maybe in like 2 years from now, I'll make a road trip and I'll go like, you know, Northwest, you know, Washington, you know, or you know, Orlando, Utah, like shit like that. I want to switch it up every year.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to eventually go all forget all city, fuck that. I want to go all fucking all country.
All country, yep.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Pretty fucking crazy.
My wife and I are actually going to Martha's Vineyard, I think, in May.
Jaws.
One of my
bucket list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah, one of my wife's friends lives down there. She was like, "Hey, can we go down?" I was like, "Absolutely."
I would love to. That's one of my favorite movies. I was actually thinking about doing it a couple of years ago. It wasn't really in planning, but I was thinking about it. But like, I'm like a psycho. Like when I plan it out, like I don't know anything about Martha's Vineyard, but I want to be able to get a room where when I walk out onto the balcony, terrace, whatever you want to call it, I want to be able to see the beach where the Kintner boy was killed.
Yeah.
Like I want to be able to go out and be like, right over there is where they fucking filmed Alex Kintner getting eaten. Like, that's what I want to do. Like, I don't want to go like on the other side and then walk. I want to go out and be like, yeah, like I'm in the Jaws movie. That's what I want to do because I'm an idiot.
Yep.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Martha's Vineyard's tough because you got to take the ferry to get over there. And
yeah. And it's not cheap. If you have friends.
No, it's expensive there.
It's very expensive. Like, ridiculous. Yes. But
yes.
It's not like something that you do all the time. If you're going to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I have a job, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Pay my bills, put a little bit away, and then put some more over here to, you know, do these things.
Yep. We're going back to Hawaii in September too. We're going to Kauai. So I'm hitting a ton of Jurassic Park spots.
Ah, dude.
Cause like I said, I was born in 88, so when that came out, I was like the perfect age for it.
Sure.
And it's still like just one of my favorite movies.
Of course, dude. Listen, that's not
love that scary movie.
Either, but I would love to fucking go to Jurassic Park spots.
And like I've looked it up and like you can go to like where all the paddocks were and you can find all that stuff, and a lot of it's, you know, like the landing pad where the helicopter lands, where the waterfall is and stuff. It's still there, kind of. It's broken up and stuff, but
who cares?
Still, like I want to go there.
Yeah, 100%. See, this is why we do these things. Like, you have a passion to do these things, like a whole bunch of us do. You know, I know a lot of people in the group like watch, and you know, they'll comment or whatever, but they don't hit spots or whatever, and that's fine. But like, I know it's like me, you, Andrew Katz, Danny Johnson, you know, all of us, like, I'm going to say, they're not the quote unquote OGs, but the core people that are actively hitting spots. We all have like the same passion of like, you get that fucking chill down your spine when you're at a specific.
Yeah.
And you have a certain appreciation for it that goes beyond the post on Facebook. You know what I mean? It's
right. Yeah. Cause you go to some spots and it's like, it's like when like Tulsa, I know you've been there. So like when you go there, you feel like you're there.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Yes.
Like there are some, like, you know, I'll go to a spot here around here and I'm like, yeah, it's just another.
It's
spot.
Cool, but
it is. But there are some that like you go there and you're like, it's like different. You know what I mean?
Big time. Like,
yeah,
I've said this and you probably heard me say this, but up to this point, I told Nikki, I was like, I'm having a moment right now. Like,
yeah,
right now, like I'm bugging the fuck out in my head and in my body when I was walking around, because we had like carte blanche in the fucking original Texas Chainsaw Massacre house.
Yeah.
I was bugging out, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear that story?
I have, yeah, I've heard you talk about it before.
Yeah, it's just the way it all happened, and then when I actually entered the actual house, where I was when I literally stepped into that, because I didn't walk in the front door. I walked into the bar that they added to it, and I walked through a door into the house in a different way. So when I stepped in, the first time that I stepped in that house, I was standing exactly where Leatherface was when you see him for the first time raise the hammer.
Yeah, yeah, behind the door. When he comes out from the door.
So I'm standing there and I'm looking straight and I see the front door and the staircase is to my left. And I'm like, and I look at the owner and I'm like, dude, am I standing like where I think I'm standing? And he's, because he's done this. He started laughing. He's like, yeah, man. I'm like, fuck. Like, it was such a crazy thing. So, like, that's just an amazing feeling that I know that once I go to Cali, I'm going to have that feeling again. You know, even even like the Mystic River spot, like that old Bear Dens. I was just like,
yeah,
this is crazy, man. Like, this is fucking nuts to me. Like, this is still here, and I can't believe that I'm actually here. I never thought that I'd be like there. Where, speaking of Shameless, where Fiona Gallagher is dead, and you know,
Yeah,
so I mean that's a huge reason why I do this stuff. And it, like Dan Boy said it, like I had posted something like it was like the best week, blah, 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 after that last road trip. And he even said, he's like, you know, money comes and goes, time doesn't, travel often, you know, and
it's the
truth, man. It's the truth. I'm always, you know, whenever I have free time and I could set a time, you know, a weekend, even if it's a weekend, and we go for a night somewhere, whether it's Boston or Connecticut or something, just to get away and just to see new shit, man. It's all because I found the Delta Bravo group.
Yep.
It really is. Because it gives me a reason to go and see these things and experience these things that I wouldn't really be searching out like I am, you know?
Yeah.
No. So, it sounds really cheesy, but it's like a life-changing thing, bro. I've seen and been in places I never thought I would ever be.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely felt that when we were in London a lot, because like I said, you go over there and it's a place that you've never been, and then you're in the same place where they filmed whatever film or, you know, whatever it is, and like you feel like you're really there because it's a place that's not familiar, you know.
Yeah, man.
That's why I like to travel and go to different places and see these things, because gives you a whole nother perspective and a whole nother, like, you know, reason to want to travel and see other stuff, you know.
Yeah. There's two words that will never come out of my mouth, and that's I'm bored. Never. Yeah. I'm never bored. If I feel like, oh, there's nothing really going on, but there's always something going on, because I'm like researching shit. I'm looking for shit. I'm planning shit. I'm mapping shit out. It's always something. And it doesn't feel like I'm overwhelmed because I love doing it. So it's not like,
yeah. You got like a never ending, like,
I'm lucky.
The flyest stuff over there too.
I know I'm lucky. Just like the guys out in Cali are lucky, you know. But I mean, at this point, it's like, yeah, I'm in New York, but I can hit stuff in New York all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I say I want to get out of New York and do things. I mean,
yeah,
it's easy for me. I mean, certain things aren't easy. First of all, Queens I find is annoying. The way it's laid out and driving around, I find it to be annoying. I avoid Queens. It's a whole bunch of stuff. I'm working on something right now. It's a total of like probably about, I'm going to say to me, probably 20 something spots that's going to make up this one whole thing. And I hit about half of them, maybe a little bit more. There's a bunch that I need to do in Queens, and there's just like two or three do-overs that I need to do not far from here at all, which is like I could do that tomorrow before work if I wanted to. But there's a whole thing. So once I piece that all together, and then it's just like, you know, what am I going to do? Go to Times Square and hit another Times Square? Yeah, that's easy. You know, I can.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, like Joe Kelly sent me a picture of the band, The Cars, and they're in the middle of Times Square. And he even wrote, he's like, that's a lunchtime break for, you know, lunchtime smash for you. And it is.
Yeah.
I work like five blocks from Times Square. So it's all right. Yeah, I can do that.
But no, I got you. Cause like, I mean, I'm not going to go hit like Legally Blonde spots just because they're down the street, you know what I mean? Like, right. I mean, hit spots that like interest me, you know what I mean?
Of
like,
course.
You're not gonna.
I mean, know, it's I've cool. Hit, like, I'll go hit. I'll go hit that spot from the cars because it's an old shot. It's really cool and it's there. I've never seen that picture. I'll do it. Am I the biggest Cars fan? No. Will I fucking tap my foot to a Cars song? Probably. You know, but I'm not the biggest fan, but I'll go do it because it's close or whatever. But there's a couple of things where I necessarily weren't really into, but I just happened to be there. So I did it anyway, because when I shared that, other people were like, holy shit, like, that's really cool. Like, I'll post something, I'll hit something I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of, but somebody else might love it. So here's the address. So if you want to go hit this or go visit it yourself, here's the address. Go enjoy yourself, you know?
Right.
But 99% of the things I want to hit, I do. And some people don't care. I mean, I hit mafia graveyard spots all the fucking time. From a guy that died in 1931 who used to fucking extort artichokes from people. Some people don't give a shit. I found it interesting. Yeah. So I paid to Ciro, the artichoke king, Terra Nova, and I found it and I posted it. Like, seven people liked it, but who cares? I enjoyed my... Who cares?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Do you mind if I throw out my sponsors?
By all means.
Well, first and foremost, we're going to go Main Street Jukebox, Tom Lefevre, Delta Bravo guy from Pennsylvania. As a matter of fact, there's a spot that I need to hit in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
And the office?
When I go do it, I have to hit him up because we're going to go hit it together. That was like a thing that we said. So Tom Lefevre is the owner of Main Street Jukebox. They are on Main Street in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. They've been around since 94, I believe, and they're still open. Pandemic, no pandemic, whatever. They're still there. And old school, go buy yourself records and hoodies and all kinds of shit. Old school mom and pop record store. You can go to mainstreetjukebox.com or follow them on Instagram at Main Street Jukebox. It's MAINST. Jukebox, and they also have a fan page on Facebook. At this point in 2023, just put in Main Street Jukebox and you'll find them. Also, Kevin Bednarz, my man Kevin. He, one of the best dudes. Also, he was at Waco before. He was in Waco, and he gave me a name to drop, which is crazy. It's like, I have a Waco guy, like, to get onto the Waco compound. Very weird. Mm-hmm. But he gave me a name to drop, and that was a very big thing in order for me to get actually onto the Branch Davidian compound. But Kevin Bednarz, he owns three pubs. There is the Ashburn Pub, the Percival Pub, and Percival Eats. They are all in Virginia, all in the Percival area. And follow them on Instagram at Ashburn Pub, the Percival Pub, and Percival Eats. One of the best dudes ever. Super funny. And just a good dude, man. And if anyone is in the Virginia area, around that area, stop in and grab yourself a bite to eat or a beer if you're that kind of, you know, if you drink or whatever. But super good shit. And I've been breaking his chops because he had put together a convention several years ago, 2017 maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm wrong. It was called the All-Star Comic-Con. And he had Danny Boy came out and C. Thomas Howell came out, and the sax guy from the Lost Boys was there, and it was fucking awesome. Bro, I met Tim Capello like four times. It's fucking weird. Hold on. I got to show you something.
That's awesome.
And even Tim was like, you have what, one of 25. He was at a convention, and I had got the autographed picture, and I took a picture with him, and then he came around again, and he was a super nice guy. So I wanted to support the guy again, but I didn't want to get another picture autographed because I already have one. But he was
selling mini sax.
No, something even better. Something better. I guess in the Lost Boys, talk about cashing in on a 20-second clip in the Lost Boys, but brilliant. Mm-hmm. I guess his name was Sergio.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So he was selling Sergio's Saxy Body Oil.
That's awesome.
Right?
That's unbelievable.
And on the back, to Jimmy, I still believe.
That's awesome.
It was the only. I never use it, bro. It's probably just Johnson's baby oil in a fucking container.
Who cares?
But I bought it. It was like $20. I didn't give a shit, and he signed it. And then I told, like, I met him again at the All Star Comic Con, and I told him, I was like, "Yeah, I have the body." He's like, "You have one of the body oils?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "That was the only convention that he sold them at because he tried again, and they opened up or something in his luggage, and it was always like a mess." So he's like, I legit have like one out of like 20 or 25 that he ever did.
That's awesome. Lost Boys is probably top five.
Definitely bucket list, and I will definitely hit spots on the Lost Boys on my Cali trip. Santa Monica Pier, dude.
Yeah.
Santa Monica Pier, and it's also thanks to Josh Cooper, Ozuna, the San Francisco dude, who I also had on here. That's also the same boardwalk where the intro to Three's Company was.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Same boardwalk.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, that's going to be – the way I have it mapped out, that whole area, that whole boardwalk, Santa Monica Pier and all that stuff, that's going to be like one full day. Like the night before, we're going to check into a hotel, and we're not going to leave until like the following morning. That's not going to be like a rush job. It's going to be I think that's like day like three, I think. The way I have it mapped out now, it'll change. But I think that's day three where we're just going to chill. And my daughter wants to lay on the beach in California because it's California and it's Pacific. I guess, you know. And plus she likes the Lost Boys too. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. And I would definitely hit the spot where the stage was, where Tim Capello was playing his saxophone.
It's awesome.
100%. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. So other than that, obviously support the Outsiders House Museum. Follow that at the Outsiders House on Instagram. If you go to the link in the bio on the mission, it's Delta Bravo Mission Statements is the Instagram. The link in the bio will open up to a link tree. I think the top link is the store where you could buy Outsiders House stuff, Delta Bravo stuff, but don't sleep because he makes small amounts of stuff and everything sells out quick, fast. And all that stuff supports Danny and him and the Outsiders House Museum and all that stuff. And listen, man, if you don't support your friends, you know, support your friends before you support other things. That's what I say, you know. Yep. And just because they're your friends, don't ask for shit for free. You should want to support your friends and buy shit from them. I never understood that. Yo, you're my friend. Hook me up. Stop. Buy shit.
Yep. 100%.
That's how I don't know. Maybe that's how I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, dude, any spots that you – they're like the number one spot that you have not hit yet that is bucket list number one on your list to hit that you haven't been to? What is it?
Anywhere?
Anywhere that you need that one day you will find yourself there and it's number one top priority bucket list if you haven't already hit it yet.
I got a list of stuff.
Shoot. Like
number one, I don't know.
That's hard for me too.
I will say, like I said, going to Kauai and seeing a lot of those Jurassic Park spots are gonna be huge. But there's also the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Is dude. Also on the same island, so I'll be hitting.
Really, is some it of those, same some island? Of those spots, that's too. Awesome.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Where they're fucking running with all the arrows and shit, all that stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You got to hit that, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna. We're only there for a few days, but like, I'll just tell my wife, like, go to the beach.
Time management. Hiking
through the jungles, trying to find the perfect spot.
Time management, bro. You can do it.
Oh,
it's about planning, man.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have the right route.
Yeah. Yep.
But this right. timing
of the day. I mean, you're in Hawaii, so how much traffic is there really going to be?
It's more like trying to like trek through the jungle to try to find spots, and some of them, you know, that's going to be the tough spot. It's going to be some real hiking.
Yeah.
So
bring boots.
Oh, I mean, I have to. Yeah, you can't wear sneakers doing that.
No, 100%. No way. No. That's awesome. That's like legit. I'm fucking, you're legit exploring and trying to find. That's awesome, dude.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going?
I also get like an idea in my head. I can't get it out of my head until I go do it. So
same way. on the same fucking way.
It'll just September.
Nice. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're doing California for a few days just to break up the travel because it's such a long flight over there. So we're gonna go to California, stay there for a few days, go over there, and fly back.
Awesome.
Good. Yeah, we hit some good spots on Oahu on our honeymoon actually, because I told my wife, I was like, you know, this is, you know, not gonna hijack the honeymoon and say, hey, let's go do all kinds of stuff. I was like, we can do whatever you want. But right. One of her friends lives on Oahu and she was like, oh, I'll take you guys around. So she was like, yeah, let's go. So we go exploring and she was like taking us to spots. She took us to the cliff in Forgetting Sarah Marshall where they do like the cliff jump.
No shit.
She took us there. She took us to Turtle Bay and like that whole beach right there is where they filmed a ton of Lost. I think some of the Pirates of the Caribbean was filmed there. So all kinds of stuff. So I kind of got lucky there. So.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. Yeah. I'm all about it. I'm fucking all about it. Good. Good luck. And if I was to pick right now, Spahn Ranch is pretty much on my is up there for me.
Yeah.
People have been there and whatever, but it's like I need to walk around there.
Yeah, 100%. That's another place you go there and you're gonna be like, it's trippy.
What the fuck? Yeah. The wave cave and just that whole area at this she was here. Like just to walk around there. I'm gonna take my time and walk around there for a couple hours and just Yeah, that's gonna be fucking crazy. That's right now that's up there. There's so many though. There's so many spots that I wanna go to, so many places.
Yeah.
But
actually, you know what? If you put me on the spot, I'd probably say Stanley Hotel right now. That's probably the one.
Yeah.
That's like I really want to go to.
I don't blame you. I want to go
to. Probably because I was supposed to go and I'm not going now. That's probably why that would bother me for a very long time.
That would bother me until I got back.
Yeah. And then they filmed Dumb and Dumber there.
Yes.
Where that's the same hotel where they're in Aspen, but it's in
Essex Park. Up in the Lamborghini and shit in the suits.
Yep.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Shit, man. Yeah. That's there's so many. It's never ending.
Yeah.
How many times can we say it's never fucking ending, dude? Well listen, man. We're going almost an hour and 45 minutes, if you believe it or not.
Jeez.
Yeah. We just fucking babble. It just goes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when we talk to the same, you know, same interests and we just start going and going and going.
Yeah.
Well, good shit, man. Well, listen, I'm going to narrow down. I'm going to throw out a few dates. We still have that text thread, I believe, going, you know, with, everybody from Boston. So I don't know. I'll throw out a couple of dates myself. And like I said, just because I'm throwing it out, that doesn't mean everyone has to, you know, whatever is good for everybody, like to meet up again, or if you want to come and like hit spots or whatever, like we'll plan something out. And we'll, like I said, it'll be lighter out, you know, later, and it'll be nicer out. So whatever, man.
It works.
Sounds like a plan. We'll go to a different pizzeria afterwards.
Go to Regina's this time.
Let's go to Regina's. I hear all about Regina's.
Yeah,
I gotta see what all the hype is about.
Good spot.
All right, I'm in. I'm fucking in. All right, dude. Listen, I'm dropping this actually. We're on podcast time right now, but happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. And don't do no stupid shit. I know it's amateur hour nowadays, but I'm dropping this earlier, so later on tonight. When you're out fucking, you know, thinking that, you know, you're a fucking seasoned veteran, settle down and don't do no stupid shit.
Yep.
And on that note, Delta Bravo does it better, my man. And
that's right.
I will talk to you soon. And like I said, this is going to drop in a few days.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Jimmy.
Thanks for being here, my man. Later, Jimbo.
See ya.